Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
just the body punches?
I was hitting him with body punches, and I heard him actually he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely,
but I knew you were cuffing, you're taking those punches. Making women
gestures
like,
let's go, champ.
It's the champs, ladies and gentlemen, the champs of the boxing podcast, hashtag TBV podcast. We are back, and I got my panel of experts, panel of friends, panel of brothers, ready to talk some boxing, man. It's been an eventful couple of days for the young Gervonta Tank Davis, getting into scuffles and confrontations with the contender Tevin Farmer, to now taking to his social media saying that, you know, after he handles his business in the UK with the Welsh character. What is it? Liam Welsh.
Liam Walsh. I don't think he's Welsh. I just know
disrespectful.
Liam Walsh.
Liam Walsh. You know, he's going to handle. And look, not my words to all our 48% women out there. He's going to handle this pussy and Tevin Farmer. Then on top of that, he wants a piece of Adrian Broner. Look, we're going to give you all the details because I know this one is all over the news, all over the headlines. TMZ's picking it up. Yahoo, everybody. I mean, all the big wigs are gobbling this one up. So you heard his voice. Let's get to him.
Dollar D. Beyonce Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that,
Conor
McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here, and Gervonta Davis, man. How can you not love this guy? I mean, he creates headlines wherever he goes. You know, we can debate about the merits of Gervonta Davis versus Adrian Broner. We can argue the merits of Gervonta Davis versus Tevin Farmer, you know, especially with the fact that he has a fight already lined up, what, next month against Liam Walsh, who is the real deal at 130. He can really make some waves in that division. So I think a lot of people underrating what he can do, especially since he is such a slick UK boxer. But I digress. I think that we need to stick to the topic at hand, and that is Gervonta Davis seemingly always being able to make headlines. And I had a guy that's only has, what, 12, 13 fights? Like, he has a limited amount of fights. And for him to be able to do that, or for his promoter to know how to do that, I think is very smart and intelligent on their part.
Well, we got another panelist, so let's find out his thoughts all the way in Corpus.
It's me, Mario.
Yeah, you know, I honestly think that it is part of the topic. I don't think that you were off topic at all because I think this is all intra-related. I get the notion, how can you not love him? Because it's exciting, it's funny, and he's just got this character to him. You know, he's small, but, you know, he doesn't look like he'd be the guy to mess with. He's just he is all those things. But I don't like how much noise he's making at such an early stage in his career. Floyd Mayweather Jr., arguably the greatest fighter of all time, I said arguably, chill out, is at the end of the day, was always pretty boy before he was. And look, don't get me wrong. I think his demeanor was always money. He was always money, but he knew better than to let money come out before money was ready to come out. Gervonta Davis, we're calling him Tank now. I don't know what we're going to be calling him in a few years, but there is something under that surface scratching, ready to get out. And I don't know if we should be excited that he's so gung-ho in pulling that out, because guess what? The topic of the show is Adrian Broner. And the last guy that was getting all this credit in the Floyd Mayweather camp that was shooting his mouth off before he did anything in the sport was Adrian Broner. And he turned out to fall very short of that stick, measuring stick.
Well, Matt, I don't know. Do you want to get to the facts? I want to give the people exactly what has kind of transpired, and then I want to come up with my own theory.
I say we run through what was said by both guys, and then you can give your theory, we can give our takes on it, and then we go to the callers, you know?
Sounds good.
It got really deep, right? I mean, first it was Gervonta, as I said, saying he's going to, you know, handle Walsh, then fight Farmer, then he wants Floyd Mayweather to set up Adrian Broner next. So then what happens next after that?
After what specifically? Sorry.
I mean, after he says on his social media, on Instagram, you know, Tank goes out to say that he wants Broner after Tevin Farmer and Walsh.
Yes, then Broner came back with a very profanity-laced Instagram video of his own.
Yes. Very interesting, I'm telling you. Look, all right. I guess we should show it as well. So,
just for the record, just to clear it up, there was really nothing on social media before this Instagram post by Gervonta Davis, right? Like, we had never heard of a beef brewing between these guys.
No.
I never have. Form.
And last I remember, I think they were hanging out a couple weeks ago when him and Floyd Mayweather were pictured together. Adrian Broner, I'm talking about.
I mean, a couple of days ago, he and Broner were together, and we show that on the Instagram. I mean, I don't understand this whole, why would Broner feel that Mayweather is pitting him against, you know, against Davis?
Because I think I think if we just look at Davis's Instagram post, we can chalk it up to a PR stunt. But with Broner, it just doesn't come across that way, in my opinion.
No, you're absolutely right. But I want to make clear that Adrian was on first during his video response or audio response or whatever it was initially, was saying that Floyd wanted Broner to beat up Tank. That's what he was saying initially. Things changed really quick in Broner's demeanor and his attitude. Oh, I wouldn't say they changed. They were always up there. He was always agitated, you could tell. But he started saying some different things a lot. I'm almost the polar opposite of what he was initially saying, because initially he was like, oh, Floyd's, I don't think he used the word using you, but basically he was like, oh, you know, Floyd wants me to beat you and, you know, he's throwing you to me. Like, and now it's like not feeling that way anymore. I don't know what could have happened. I'm interested to hear Ness, because he's always got a good conspiracy theory or two.
I mean, can we play the video of Broner? I mean, I know it's profanity laced. But can we play it?
Let's start from the beginning of the timeline. This is the first post, and we reposted it. This is coming from Gervonta's, you know, verified Instagram, and he says, too much talking going on. Something has to happen. Let me handle this work. May 20th, then we can get it. I promise. Let's get it rocking. Tevin, winner take all. So we know we told you about that on Sunday. So then after that, he posts this one, and he says, and after I deal with that other pussy, me and AB can get it rocking. At Floyd Mayweather, set it up. So it's a picture. For those that are not watching, hear us on YouTube, and you get your news from the Boxing Voice as podcast only. It was a Photoshopped image of both Gervonta and Adrian Broner in a ring, exchanging Davis Broner, hence Davis being the build name, Broner under Davis, light welterweight, meaning Davis would be moving up to 140. 140, light welterweight is 140. It's promoted by Mayweather Promotions and the Money Team, and it will be shown on Showtime. And this is from the verified Instagram of Gervonta. Then after that, Adrian Broner comes out, and he can't believe it. And he says, going against the grain will fuck up your wave. Yo, nigga, come talk to me about Well, I don't know. He says, yo, nigga, came to me talking about you can beat me. No, beat my brothers. Whatever. Let's just play the audio. It sounds a lot better than what he wrote.
Hey, Tank, man, you sick, man. You a little nigga, man. You better stay down there with them little niggas, man. Go worry about Lomachenko or the nigga you about to fight. Like, man, you too little, man. I will fuck you up like Faison Love did the employee in the airport, boy. You know you can't fuck with me, boy. Matter of fact, I got a 135-pounder that'll beat your ass, boy. He a world champion too, Robert. Yeah, Bunny, nigga, you know what's up, nigga. You can't fuck with us, man. Quit playing, man. I looked at you like a little brother, and then I ain't really that mad at you because you just a little nigga who was easily influenced. Like I'm really mad at that nigga Floyd because he got you doing this gay ass shit. The same nigga that called me and told me he don't fuck with you, nigga. So I see why he want you to fight me so I can beat your ass because he know that you can't beat me, nigga. You tripping, nigga, and you supposed to be up on the streets. How you going to let a fuck nigga turn you on me? Nigga, I do whatever for you. Same nigga that'll blow a motherfucker in the head for you, nigga. That's some gay ass shit. Floyd, you a bitch. Hey, Tank, man, you sick, man. You a little nigga, man.
The video's just playing over.
Yeah, obviously, it's Instagram. So after that, nothing else has come out except for Tank Davis. Then let's go to Tank. What is his name?
Dan Broner put out the Easter Davis poster.
Yeah. But next came. Oh, he took it down. He had put out some Instagram text messages between he and Broner, and Broner saying, "Yo, I'm in your city. I'm coming to see you." And Tank like, "All right, I'm right here." So Broner like, you know, basically, oh, you know, I ain't kill a nigga in a long time. Don't make me do it. So Tank put it out there. Look, I'm going to go to Broner's Instagram now, and let's see if he took it down. Because after Tank.
I guarantee it'll be there.
Al Heyman definitely had a talking to him.
After Broner seen that Gervonta Davis did that, look what he put up. You see that post?
No, it's not screen share.
What do you mean it's not screen
share? Oh, now it is. Police asked.
Yeah. And then he put up the one you're saying, which is the Robert Easter. Oh, my God. He just put up another one. You'll see the meme. It's hilarious. I saw it. And this is the one where he says Robert Easter versus Davis. And look, someone photoshopped the picture of Davis getting a jab from Easter. That was good work. They're funny.
Good Photoshop right there.
That's good Photoshop. Look, this is they're taking social media to the level that it belongs on. Look. So.
Can you zoom in at all?
No. This could be subliminal. This could not be. Because it's like basically another telling, but it's more about a woman. So I don't know if he's doing it for his girl or what. But yeah, man, some drama in the old boxing world. Now, let's talk the fight. Now that we got all those particulars
out. Let's talk your theory.
You didn't give your theory.
Yeah, I want to hear the conspiracy theory.
True. The theory, right? Not a theory, but questions to my panel, right? Is this real? Let me just show you something here. Let me go back. Did he take it down? No, he didn't even take it down. Look, I see three pictures with Adrian Broner and Floyd that date back 3 days ago. 3 days ago. So that's the first picture. Let's see the last Floyd Mayweather and Adrian Broner picture. 2 days ago, 48 hours ago, you guys are buddy-buddy. Everybody's got on jewelry and money in their hand on Instagram pictures, and you're telling me present date now, you know, there was this whole, I don't know, evil plan being schemed up to get. I mean, first of all, it doesn't make any sense to have Tank jump up to 140 unless you're shaking your head no, Mari, forgetting it's a podcast. We got to remember, unless Tank and Broner know something. Headbangers Gym is there. Both these guys train there, have trained there. They could have sparred dozens of rounds, if not hundreds. Lamont Peterson was just on this show and said he sparred 100 rounds just for this upcoming fight. So who knows what Tank has done or what Broner has done to Tank?
Well, I will say this. I am, and okay, this is going to sound weird, but I'm just going to say it the way it is. I'm from a place where real recognizes real. Now, I'm not going to say that I've ever been involved in nefarious activities or anything like that, but I can recognize a real dude when I see one. I think that Tank Davis is a real dude. I just have this gut feeling. Call it what you want. I find it very, very suspicious that Broner's been the one doing the talking, and we know that he has been known to build up a fight. What have we really seen from Tank thus far? The most incriminating thing, in my opinion, is a picture. Well, he started it, yes, but he's in the realm of let's get a fight done. Of course Tank wants to fight Broner. Of course he wants that Broner money. Yeah, of course he does.
But Mario, listen to Broner's words in the video. He's
I hear him.
And offended. He's like, yo, you were my little nigga, and now you want to fight me?
See, that's
Floyd. He said it. You're letting Floyd. You said
phony.
Fuck. He said you let this fuck nigga turn you against me.
No, see, that's play. That's play. That's no, I heard it. It's hype. He's a hype. Broner is a hype. I'm not gonna say real or fake or anything like that. Mario, he's a hype.
Mario,
he's a hype, and that's what that is.
Let me ask you a question. Who has more of a relationship? Adrian Broner or Floyd and Adrian Broner, excuse me, and Tank, who have actually trained together. They've hung out in that. Remember that Tank is from Maryland. And Broner holds plenty of camps there. Before he was the famous Adrian Broner we know, he was training over there in D.C. You know, if you listen to Barry Hunter, he tells you, what was the guy that he said? He's like, with me, oh, Adrian Broner. He says Adrian Broner's like 100 and something and O with Barry Hunter. That's how much he's trained there. They're counting amateur fights. They're counting pro fights. So.
But that's my point right there is
he's trying to say we have a bond, man. That's all I'm saying. He's trying to say we have a bond and you're letting an outside dude change that or money change that. Because, again, think about it. We're talking about 10 pounds. You want Tank to move up 10 pounds to fight Broner?
But isn't it Broner who's the one who's – okay, and isn't – and just like you said, we have Tank who's doing the calling out, which is, you know, why would he call him out? Unless he wants that fight, I think he does want that fight. But why would Broner take it to that level so quickly? You're saying it's because they're hurt. I'm saying because and I'll use an example with us too. Hold on, no, real quick. Let me just use this example real quick.
I need to understand what do you mean by take it to that level. What does that mean?
I think that Broner has escalated this into something that. I mean, people call out people all the time. Broner has taken this into a point where he thinks that he's being sabotaged that Floyd is.
Like, maybe he feels like this kid, Gervonta Davis, is on the same level as a Lamont Peterson. The way that he says, oh, Lamont's my brother, I'll never fight him. So then for Lamont to turn around and call him out.
No, he doesn't. That's bullshit.
You can't see that AB could be hurt, dude. Like he's
still go find me. Go find me. Where are the pictures of Gervonta Davis and Broner chilling in the last 5 years? Where is he in the club with him?
No,
where dude, is he chilling?
No. Check the Instagram, bro. For real. Matt.
You might be right.
What's your opinion? I'm going to find some, though. I'm going to find some. Matt, what's your opinion?
I have two trains of thought in this. One is the conspiracy theory, right, where this is just all fake shit for publicity. But my reason for it is a little bit different than you guys. I think we have Adrian Broner, who's a promoter of about billions. We have Floyd Mayweather of Mayweather Promotions. And they have two fighters within one weight class of each other, and Robert Easter Jr. and Tank Davis. And they're literally floating out this fight. During this whole hype.
Great point. That's a great point.
That fight's going unnoticed. You kidding me? Listen. No.
That's the point. To kickstart.
This is
Matt. Let him finish.
Gervonta Davis beat Robert Easter. You don't think AB would take that fight?
Oh, yeah. That would be so awesome.
Man.
Let's say this.
Listen to me.
I can see Gervonta Davis moving up to 135 instead of facing Lomachenko. I can completely see that.
And isn't that the best alternative for him? And no one calls him a duck. Oh, my God. This was set up. Let me
tell you something. You don't dangle Adrian Broner and expect the public to bite on Robert Easter. Is it a good fight? Yes. But let me tell you another question. You said, you don't think if he beats Robert Easter, Adrian will fight him? No. because everyone knows that Robert Easter is a more disciplined fighter than, I mean, yeah, that Robert Easter is a more disciplined fighter than Adrian Broner. And Robert Easter would truly give it his all. And he has advantages that Broner doesn't have. Broner is a slick fighter, and he has plenty of talents. But in this particular fight, Robert Easter is not Pedraza. He will use his height and reach. He will box, but he can punch. You know, that's a crazy fight for Tank. Think about the size difference. Floyd is not in this business to put Tank in that tough
of a fight. Welterweight, man. Come on. Broner's 17
pounds. But think about it.
Just in weight classes. And walk around rate.
Yeah, that's the problem.
This is my theory. No, I never gave you my theory. This is my theory. Adrian is truly hurt at Gervonta and at Floyd. You're shaking your head again, Mario.
No, he's not.
Listen why. Everybody knows it's spoken about how Adrian has kind of turned off certain people in the business. Remember the whole Sean Porter thing and how he had all these demands.
I remember.
On fight night, they all disappeared. Sean didn't have to do no next day weigh-in, no 10-pound within. He didn't have to weigh at 144. All that shit went out the window because it was just a setup to get Adrian in a tough-ass fight that he lost. Okay? Now, you're saying, no. But why wouldn't Floyd say, you know what? We're going to use Broner. Call him out, Gervonta. What is he going to do? He's going to look bad if he doesn't fight you, and you look good if he doesn't fight you. If he wants to fight you, you already set the demand, welterweight, light welterweight, a weight that we all know is tough for Adrian to make. And then Adrian can't ask Gervonta to go up to 147. This is a negotiation, even if he tried that shit. You're talking about three divisions, two divisions? No. A good in-between is 140 because everyone knows that a good Adrian Broner is a 140-pound Adrian Broner. So what does the smart promoter in Mayweather do? He has him call out Broner, who has to suck down to 140, which has been a long time. It's been a long time that he's done it correctly. And then maybe they have a fight, but I don't think it's a slide in Robert Easter. Absolutely.
Hold on. Very quickly, is Davis just pulling an old Mayweather trick of when a fight's about to come up, you just in the headlines talking about other fights?
It could be. Listen, it's very
great. No. But why go against the grain specifically with
because you know AB is going to bite.
And here goes.
No, AB is going to make that video and make it big for no reason. No, the fight's not going to happen.
No. See, but listen. Let me make
for you. I got more evidence, Myron.
Okay. Here you want me to talk over it?
You wanted a picture. Adrian Broner specifically posted an old picture just to show you how far they date back. Look at the three. Look how young AB is there. Look at Gervonta.
Yeah, but I just said that's at the gym. We know they got a gym reputation. I'm talking about the club, the bar.
Look, man, look who he walked out. He circled him. He's hurt. You think somebody goes through all this bullshit if he ain't hurt? He circled this picture, and look, he's showing you, look, when I walked out to the ring, I'm rapping as a champion. Look who I brought with me when you was nobody, before Floyd came to you, before Floyd, before the flame and everything, you were right here with me.
But see, you're missing this one valid point.
I agree.
Okay, but let me just say this one point. Now, I'm going to knock down the fourth wall just a bit to make my point about these two. When you are that close, as you're suggesting they are, there is an understanding. There is certain things that you can get away with saying. Me and Ness are friends off air. We are. There are times where we get heated. And we yell at each other and we call each other names, but it is at the end of the day for the sake of the show. It really is. I know that there have been times where we have said terrible things to each other and literally minutes after the show is over, picked up the phone and it was like it never even happened. That is what is going on. That is what is going on with these two. They are close enough that they can get away with it. And just like I think Matt's point holds more water than anything else, that they're both just trying to up their statuses. They're both,
bro. He called. The
day, they're both promoters now.
Promoters. Bro, yes.
They're both promoters now.
We called
fighters. They're promoters.
Yes.
So you think? So you think? You think friends call each other fucking rats, bro? Come on, that's what he.
When did he call him a rat?
He said cop ass nigga. What you talking about? Because remember,
okay,
Tank
but
deleted it. Tank deleted it now. But there's videos out there of other YouTubers who's already done videos on this that show the text messages that Tank released. Tank released text messages of Adrian Broner basically saying, "I'm coming to your city, and don't make me kill again." Like that's
words. And I don't think that look and see. That's what I'm saying. Look at that level that it's taken it to. Doesn't that seem comical at this point that he would take it to that level over this over a fight?
It is Broner. Beat a guy over bowling.
It is Broner. It is Broner.
Bowling and pulled a gun on him.
Come on, you're right. And we know that he has had some, let's call it suspect mental issues recently that have come into the light. You're right.
No, he's always taken that Floyd relationship very difficult, man.
He has. You're right. He has. But at the end of the day, what happened? They've always been good. 2 days ago, they were chilling.
They're not good. Come on.
2 days ago, they were chilling.
Okay, okay.
So they're not good. They're not good in a way.
Question.
They're not good.
They're not friends. Okay, I put that way. They're not friends.
Have one question to your guys' theory about, oh, he's doing the Floyd Mayweather thing. He's promoting because there's going to be other callers that say, no, this is just promotion before his fight with Liam Walsh. No one's mentioned Walsh. Actually, he didn't even say Walsh. He said, after I deal with this guy May 20th, then I'll deal with this pussy. Then I'll fight Adrian Broner. That's the only name he mentioned. Okay, so now you tell me, how does this help Walsh?
It doesn't help
Walsh. This is boxing. This is boxing, all right? All you need is an A side. How many people do you really think watch the Pacquiao fight?
No, how does this help Walsh fight or the Walsh fight? How, like,
because they're going to go and fight Gervonta Davis. They're going to see him. This is boxing. You only need an A side to sell a fight. That's really the truth.
What I'm asking, again, going to the point that Matt was saying that he's using this to promote a fight, my point is, how is this promoting the Walsh fight when we're not speaking anything about it?
Mario, let me take this.
We can't even pronounce that fight name right. So that's
what's Walsh. It's not like it's that hard.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
It's purposely not an pronouncing his name right. It's Walsh.
Fine.
Go ahead, Matt. Tell him.
Tell me how is this getting any residual effect off of all this? We're not talking about that. He's not a
David.
He's not a tag.
But we're talking about Gervonta Davis. And that's all that matters. Because if we keep talking about him for the next weeks about Broner this and Tevin Farmer that, and he's just in the headlines. When his fight does come around on Saturday night, it's going to go, oh, look, Gervonta Davis, the guy that was talking shit to Adrian Broner and Tevin Farmer and all these guys is fighting. I need to watch this fight because maybe he's fighting Adrian Broner next. I don't know.
Yep, exactly.
If I'm any sort of casual fan that at least knows these guys, if I'm that semi-casual, hardcore, you know, that mixed, you know, I'm paying attention to this, and I will pay attention to that Liam Walsh fight way more than probably I would before this because of Adrian Broner's name. Possibly be in the mix just from the news.
Yes, exactly. And I will add to that. I will add to that, Ness. You, at the end of the day, are the guy. You are the guy at the end of the day who says, okay, what is it worth for me to drive to see that? Like, you weigh the options. You know, what am I going to get out of this fighter? What am I going to get out of that fighter? What questions can I ask this fighter? How many videos can I break down for this fighter? You know that if you could get to that gym right now, you would. And you don't care about the fight. You don't care about the fight. You would go. You know that any media, the Gervonta Davis's gym, you know that any media call right now, you want on. That's the bottom line. This is he's selling himself as the A side. You care more now, so you can ask that question. And so do all the other journalists. They want to ask that question. So yes, I feel bad, but his opponent is being left in the dark. But he's a promoter, and he's promoting, and that's what's going on.
Before we go to the phone lines, this fight happens 60 days from the Walsh fight. How does it look? Not only on paper, but in the ring.
I think that Broner wins it. I mean, come on. Like, let's say theoretically it's at 140. And Broner, theoretically, in this hypothetical world, is in shape at 140, there's no way that Gervonta Davis beats him. He would have to land the perfect shot and knock him out. And I feel like Davis is very wild, very wide in his stance and the way he has his arms positioned, that he allowed himself to get hit with jabs and straight shots a lot. And the taller guy, the more ranger guy, is Broner. And Broner's been in more high-level fights against more high-level competition. And plus, he's right now 17 pounds bigger. And in the fight, theoretically, he'd be 10 pounds bigger at weigh-ins, like, let alone walk around weight the day of the fight. So I pick Broner easily right now. But yeah. But hold on, very quickly, Broner has shown a little bit of slippage as of late in terms of just what he's been able to put together. So let's say this fight happens 2 or 3 years from now. My take may be different.
Yo, and that's fair. Mario, and that's Mario, fair.
Before you give me a take, I'm just saying, why isn't Floyd Mayweather and Lennon Ellerbe sitting somewhere in a nice plush office saying to themselves, yo, remember when we promoted Broner versus Albuquerque? Yeah. Man, I thought Broner was going to blow through him. Yeah, me too. Remember when we put Theo Payne in there to give his old ass a shot? You know, yeah, you remember we gave him a shot because, you know, everybody thought he beat Danny on ESPN years ago, and he's always been a good guy. We gave him a shot versus Broner. We thought he was going to blow him out too, right? And don't get me wrong, I don't have short-term memory. I think Broner probably stopped both of those guys. But we did think it was going to look a little different. Or I'm thinking maybe Gervonta himself is saying to himself, I'm way better than Ashley Theo Payne and Albuquerque, right? I don't know. True.
No, look, and you could be right, but here's why Broner wins right now. Because I disagree with both of you that the fight would end up at 140. Broner is not just the A side, he's the strong A side in this fight. If he wants to dictate terms, he will dictate terms. He is the one bringing the money to the table. He is the one bringing the notoriety to this level, and he can dictate those terms. And every pound that it goes up from 140 is just a higher percentage chance for Broner to win. Davis is more talented than Broner. I believe that. But when you think about the way the fight could look, we all know that Davis isn't the strongest fundamentally at defense. He's very athletic, and he uses that athleticism to pull off these defensive maneuvers, but he's not sound defensively. He can get hit. If he gets hit by the bigger guy in Broner, it will hurt.
He's offensively gifted, defensively suspect.
Very well said.
Well, man, everybody knows I love Broner. You know, the guy wears his heart on his sleeve. Everyone calls him a liar. They think he's a fraud. I think that, he's just too real for most. I wonder if it takes situations like these to get him motivated. It's so sad that he's almost like the black version of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., where you start to assess his fight.
Coins.
Yeah, you start to assess his fights based on how well he can make weight. Like, well, if we get a good Broner, if we get that Adrian Broner that fought Antonio DeMarco, if we get that Adrian Broner from the 12th round of the Maidana fight, you know what I mean?
Didn't even think of that.
He might just be the greatest fighter in the world if we get that Adrian Broner. But I think that's what Floyd and Gervonta and Leonard Ellerbe are banking on. Can we get that Adrian Broner? Or are we more probable to get the Adrian Broner that we've been getting, the one that didn't have the stamina to fight with Sean Porter, the one that, you know, didn't rise to the occasion? That Marcos Maidana fight was supposed to be Showtime taking a chance on him. They were going to do that pay-per-view, remember? And then it ended up being regular, and it didn't happen. And he took step-aside money then, you know? So Broner himself, you think that there's no storyline. You think that he's the A-side. There's a reason they're pushing his Davis Broner. Maybe he ends up being the A-side, but they have an agenda. There's no About Billions on this banner. They're sending a subliminal message. We can make this fight, but these are all negotiation ploys within social media. They're dictating the weight by saying light welterweight, 140. Agreed. They're dictating who's the A side. They're saying what network, and they're saying who's the lead promoter. Now, Broner would have to come back with his counter, and his counter was instead of a fight, to talk about Robert Easter Jr. You know, that reminds me of somebody who builds on this panel instead of fighting, asking their brother to pick, you know, fight their battles. You know, that's not the way things work.
Reminds me, it reminds you of yourself.
If I'm Adrian Broner, Mario, I call his bluff. I say, look, you know, everybody knows I've gone down 144, or I tried to get the 144 for Sean Porter. You know, I wouldn't necessarily do the 140 unless he can. Producer, what time? When was the last time he was at 140? Did he at least make weight anytime? You know, anytime soon?
For the Akhmedov fight or whatever that Russian guy?
Alva Curdy?
Yeah, because
yeah, that was 140. That was a title, right?
Ashley Theophane, I think he missed weight.
And his last fight was at 47. I mean, I'm telling you, they're purposely saying 140 because they know. Look, Ashley Theophane, he was 140 and a half. Lost the belt. Then after that, he fought Granados at 146. So they're banking. And before that, he fought Oliver Curdiev at 139 and a half. And before that, Sean Porter at 143 and a half. So, you know, maybe they're banking that he can't make that weight anymore, that he's partying, and it's the right time for Gervonta to turn into a superstar. If he jumps up a one division and fights Adrian Broner, you don't think he – come on, bro.
Yeah, but he'd have to chase him up because Broner has options.
Yeah.
Broner has options.
He'll chase him to 140. Yo, he's disrespected him now. He's disrespected him now. This is all over. Google it, man. It's everywhere. TMZ picked it up. It's all over. YouTube can't shake this headline. We're going to get out to the callers. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know the number is 1-425-569-5241. We're only giving you 1 minute. That's right, because it's late over here on the East Coast. It's already the next day now because it's 12:09. So I want to thank everybody that called in. Make sure you have your thoughts in order. We're going to go out to the sponsors, and then we're going out to the callers.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Scorsese, somewhere in China, right? Where is it, China?
Yo, listen here. First of all, you got to quit calling me a hater, first of all. And then second of all, I'm so glad you're only giving short shows for Broner now, because we're seeing this as an annual thing. Every 6 months, him and Floyd kick this shit off, this Birdman, Lil Wayne beef shit or whatever the fuck it is. At some point, you do what you're supposed to do. You start giving it less and less time. I'm proud of you, Ness, because we didn't get a show for I don't even remember doing the Kovalev Ward announcement. I don't remember doing the Fanfara Adonis Part 2 announcement. I don't remember doing that show, but we got people want to call in and talk Broner making 140 pounds. Y'all know he got cupcakes in his mouth right now. Come on, man.
Nobody cares about Adonis Stevenson versus Fanfara. Get the fuck out of here. Come on, Scorsese.
Sure,
we know that's your boy, but that fight is bullshit.
A great fight. Did you not just see Adonis? I mean, from far, knocked the shit out of Chad Dawson. You didn't see that
his ass whipped for 9 rounds.
Great fight, though. And it was a nice fight.
It was a nice fight against a guy and Chad fucking Dawson, man. Come on.
Who's Adonis Stevenson?
Did he look good? Did he look good in that fight? Didn't Dawson?
No, I don't think Fanfara looked good. The knockout looked good, but he did not look good in that fight.
Good in the fight. Didn't Dawson look good? Didn't he look good?
Yeah, but again, it's Fanfara. Why didn't he fight Joe Smith Jr.? Joe Smith Jr. knocked him out. Why don't you make that fight?
Okay. That is it. Scorsese, we're only doing a minute, man. I'm sorry, but we're going to go out to Australia. I'm eating this, what I got here? I got a Natural Valley grain bar here because I'm starving. But we're going to go out to Australia.
No one can stop me, really.
I'm gonna get speed. Boy, there's a king croc right there. I'm gonna get speed. This croc has enough power in its jaws to whip my ear right off.
In the sixth round, in the seventh round.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
I'm gonna get speed. Honestly, I'm beautiful. I'm gonna
get speed. You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Hey, what's going on, boys? Look, I just saw the title and I just saw a little bit of the beef, so I may need to be filled in on the gaps here. But what I'm seeing is that Davis is calling out Broner, and Broner saying, I've got Easter at 135 and you should fight him instead. Is that the basic gist of things?
That's good. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea. I mean, but Dave's a little bit green. You know, he's a bit. He seems to be the goods, but I mean, you know, he just became a champion right now. Like, I mean, we don't want to be throwing him in there too deep. I mean, I don't think Broner's too good. Don't think he's that great, but I would like to see him maybe fight another champion at 130, move up to 135, get his feet wet. It's too quick. It's just too quick, but that's my call.
All right, Alex, thanks for calling in. Uh-oh, we're going to go out to Texas.
JD, motherfucker.
There's a lot of things I like to do, so just try to get on my game. I don't know why they're going to call me, because I'm a 54-pounder, but I have a brother that's at 160.
Yo, I just called in to say fuck Bob Arum. And as far as this goddamn unnecessary shit that they doing, this Soulja Boy Chris Brown shit they got going on. I hate feeding into that negativity, man. I really do. It's especially the way the words they using and how serious they getting. I don't know. I agree with Mario 100%. Like, Tank, he don't seem like the type of that'll go to social media and be making these videos. And Adrian Broner, he's a groupie, man, for Mayweather. It's getting ridiculous at this point. And that's all I got.
All right,
Jay. That was plenty, because couldn't have said it better myself. He's a groupie.
Very quickly, do you think that like Broner is so hurt by like not being Floyd's like bro anymore? Like that's the root cause of all of this issue. That because Broner and Mayweather had that falling out originally, like they just never kissed and made up fully. And Broner just like, it feels hurt by it, you know?
I think that, yes, he's hurt, but in a way that he'll do anything to get on his good side, including help beef up one of Floyd Mayweather's fighters that does nothing for him.
So what you're saying, that the 3 days, the 36 hours that have passed was Floyd somehow drilling, 36 hours, that was wrong, 72 hours that have passed was somehow Floyd drilling into Adrian Broner this plan that basically they hatched, and how they're going to, you know, help Broner's namesake propel Davis's?
Sure, why not? Theophane was fraud as shit, so why not?
So you don't think the Theophane angle was a promoter getting his guy a shot?
Yeah, with the help of the guy who was going to beat him, who just happened to be the biggest Floyd Mayweather groupie on the planet.
All right. Well, let's see how Brad has it in Bakersfield.
Hey, I have it like this. We used Chavez Jr. That was you spitting flames too, Ness. But I'm going to use him in another way. What about this? Chavez Jr., 172. Remember that show? Okay, well, he was gunning hard at that Mexican crown is what he wants. Well, that's the same way I see this. Promotion or not, buddies or not, who can get you fired up more than the person you just left from? And if you have a problem with a friend, I know I've smacked my friends better than I have anyone, and they became ex-friends, maybe buddies again in the end. But, hey, I mean, what can get the best 140 out of Broner? I say this situation. What say you?
That's fair. I agree.
Broner, I mean, like, I'll put it this way. A motivated Broner is, like, one of those things that, like, we talk about, like, and fans talk about in chat rooms. That's something that could happen, but it's just such an X factor and an asterisk. It's Broner. Like, I can't trust the guy. I trust him right now to beat a guy that weighs 17 pounds less than him, but still, I mean, I would have to see a lot of footage, him being in tremendous shape, something that he hasn't been in the last couple of his fights.
I see where Brad's coming from, and I'll raise him a scenario where it's like, if you are Tank Davis, you want the appeal that Broner has, but you don't want it in the same kind of way. right? You want to be that A side. You want to be that money guy. So you want to do it in your own way, but why not go after the head? Why not, you know, to be the guy, you got to beat the guy. So that's one way I could see this as authentic, but that's the only way.
I wonder if Floyd is thinking MGM Harbor is selling those tickets like at 5,000 a pop since there's only 2,800 seats in the house. We're going to go to Mike in New York. Mike, what's your theory, man? What is this all about?
Yo, what's up, brother? Listen, Mario and Matt, I respect you guys, but you guys got it wrong. Nothing's on point. These are three unstable men. Floyd, you know damn well he's unstable. We're between domestic shit and his pops, you know, always arguing. You got Broner, always unstable, wilding out on people. And on the low, you've seen spots of Tank like a little uneasy. You could tell, like, this kid, you know, he's a rough Baltimore dude. He's a little uneasy at times. And they're all men who probably, you know, the question no one's asking each other is, what's the source of this beef? What's the source? You know what I mean? Something must have had an under wraps behind closed doors amongst them that started this. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything. It could be a craps game gone wrong.
Well, I need to give you coins for that, Mike.
Yo, that was awesome. Best comment.
It could be your mama jokes, you know, in a limousine between the three of them. Whoever, whatever it is, something personal happened between them. And then, you know, gamesmanship happens where it's like, oh yeah, well, see me in the ring, and that's probably what's going on. But, you know, they're all staple dudes, so it is what it is. You know, how I see it, yo, come on. You don't want to be Broner at 140, 147. Even if you are as talented as Tank, you still got a defense issue. And just going up like that for Broner, I wouldn't advise it.
Cut it. Oh, gave you more than that minute, brother. But great, great call. We're going to go to James. He's in that DMV area. Let's see what his theory is. James, what's going on?
What up, man? PBV. Can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello? Yeah. So I kind of had the same kind of thoughts as the last guy a little bit. I'm going to make it quick. Part of me is thinking that this could be over some money or a woman or something like that. But then part of me is thinking that we got to remember, man, Floyd and Al Heyman and them, man, they massive chess players. So you had just brought up the MGM. Floyd had to fight with Adrian Broner and Theo Payne out here. Then he had to fight with Badu Jack and Lucien Boutte out here like a month later. We was at both of them fights. Floyd is Mr. MGM in Vegas, man. We got the MGM out here. We just saw the buzz with the little Tevin Farmer situation. Lomachenko make us some noise, even though it's another network. It's all business, man. Y'all need to understand. It could be personal. I think it's business, man. Floyd, Heyman, Ellaby, they massive chess players, man. They serious about that paper, man. My bet.
All right. But, Matt, Mario, that place only holds 2,800. Like, how big is this fight in that area if you could only put 2,800 people to see it?
This fight will not be in that small 2,800 place if it happens. Let's be completely honest. And, like, look, if this fight happens, and it's still an if, it will happen in 2 years or 3 years.
Damn.
Let's be honest.
Broner be old and retired by then.
He won't be retired because he would need some money, let's be real. So that's what's going to happen. So it's going to be 2 years from now. They're both going to fight maybe two to five guys in between. And we're going to get this fight after Davis moves up if he is still successful. If he has beaten guys like Miguel Pichot or just Real Corrales or Lomachenko or gone up and beat a Robert Easter.
That's your theory, because guess what? Davis, we didn't expect him to have a title yet either, and he shocked us all by going out for a title shot. He may be just like Broner. Remember when Broner started, same area again. Broner started, he was jumping divisions and doing things that we didn't see people do before either. Let's go back out to that DMV area. We're going to Washington, D.C., to our 2017 Caller of the Year, Marcus from D.C. What up?
Yo, what's good, boxing voice? I think everybody saw what I saw, that even when you color your hair like Jason Sosa did to come in looking like Lomachenko, to try to chick Lomachenko into thinking he was shadow boxing, they found out none of that shit worked. Tank got 16 fights. I fuck with Younger. Been watching Younger for a long time, but really, where can he go? If you go to Lomachenko for a unified fight, he ruined. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is making a lot of sense, like as far as like to keep everybody off of what the hand was at hand. But I mean, really, with everybody so into unifications right now, the person that they was talking about was Lomachenko. Lomachenko told him, "Hey man, don't ruin the boy." 2 weeks ago, I ain't hear no response about that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if everything is people are saying about you right now got you in such an uproar, why you ain't say something about Lomachenko saying you ain't ready? He'll ruin you. You know what I'm saying? Why you ain't jump up and say nothing about that? And Chank is the type of person, he's like a little pit bull puppy. If you scratch him, he going to bark. So they scratching him, he barking. But it's all distracted. Look, he could easily say, Broner, why you talking about me? But he's the day, Robbie Easter Jr. He said, Mikey Garcia up there, Terrence Crawford up there. Don't you got them type of problems? What you worried about me down here for? You feel me? So I don't really know what's truthful, what's not truthful about it, but it all looked like a big distraction for nothing at all, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's my call. But on the end of the day, like Matt said, right now, if the fight went right now with the weight difference, if Broner can make whatever weight they came up with, he'd beat Davis. 2 years from now, if Davis...
Cut it. Ness, I want to ask you a quick question.
Yo.
In my opinion, it's either Broner or Davis, but one of them's a pawn in this chessboard, this chess game that I think James from All Around Strong was talking about.
I'm going with Broner because if they...
Broner's the pawn?
If they give Tank this fight at 140, but don't get me wrong, right? Like, maybe Tank is the pawn. He's the one.
I'm going to go super conspiracy theory right now, okay? So hang in there.
No, remember that he had some harsh things to say to Mayweather in the beginning before his title shot. And you know, maybe.
And Broner did allude to some sort of conversation with him and Mayweather. About Mayweather wanting him to beat his ass.
Remember that whole quote that's even in our intro, like, everybody want what Mayweather want. What Mayweather got, but you ain't work as hard as Mayweather. He talking to Tank. You know, he talking to Tank. In my opinion, anyway. But let's get to Amin. What is your, in New Jersey, what is your opinion on this?
Yeah. I think, truthfully, Floyd is a beta and Broner is an alpha and as good of a businessman and you know as good of a promoter as Floyd is becoming, personality wise, he's always getting into conflict, you know, as far as we can see from reports, you know, he's got, you know, different issues. I'm not gonna bring it all up, but he's not built to be around a man that has his own opinion. He doesn't live that type of lifestyle. So this kid Tank Davis is a young dude. And tell you the truth, Broner's the one that's going to come out on top because his character stands the strongest, even though he's not as committed to boxing, you know, as Floyd. So, I mean, on a boxing tip, I think Broner will use his energy because he's an emotional guy. And I think he will wash Tank Davis, even in 2 years, if Broner was in fighting shape in 2 years. And he's really if, but, you know, yeah. Broner, you know, at what weight? Because they might not even be able to meet at an equal weight if Broner don't stay in fight shape. So that's my question. Broner could possibly balloon.
Cut it. D in Atlanta, talk to me.
What's good, man? My thing is, though, what's the point? I think it's real. But what's the point AJ Bowen fight Javante Davis if he has a potential fight with Manny Pacquiao down the road in the fall? Because the way Bob Arum's talking, that fight looks like it's about to happen. So what's the point AJ Bowen fight Javante Davis if he got a bigger fight with Manny Pacquiao down the road? That's one. The second, like, everybody knows, Javante Davis, the only reason why he's here right now is because AJ Broner born around Floyd Mayweather. What's for AJ Broner? Javante Davis probably won't even be where he's at right now, so there's some disloyal ass shit right here. That's all I have to say.
All right, D. But it can go to the promotional part that Matt was saying. Maybe it's just all build up, you know. Maybe it's just all build up. We're gonna go to Bomani in Brooklyn.
Yo, what up, Matt? What up, TPV family? Yo, I think that this is just a Mayweather hype machine. That fight is not going to happen. I mean, you got Javante fresh off that knockout of Pedraza. He about to go up for a season to defend that belt. they're trying to build his name up and use Adrian Broner to do it, because honestly, I think they're just trying to sidestep Lomachenko because he's kicking ass and taking belts from everybody. So he ain't ready for Lomachenko, so he might as well chase the check and possibly fight Broner, but it's not going to happen. That's my call.
All right. I don't see why people are so sure it won't happen, because that's what you got. If you lose at 130 versus Lomachenko, I don't know. It's a unification, right? And you're young. If you lose, do people really discredit you? What's the better fight, guys? Mario, what's the better fight? And he's gone. Matt, what's the better fight?
Between what? Sorry.
Between Lomachenko, like what's better for his career? Lomachenko losing too. Let's say he loses to both guys. What does he get more credit for, or what's better for his career? Losing to Lomachenko in a unification where he puts his IBF versus Lomachenko's belts, or losing to Broner at 140?
What's worse for his career? The Lomachenko fight. Absolutely. What's it like? It's similar to like if Kell Brook lost to Keith Thurman in a unification fight, would that be more damaging to his legacy? Absolutely. Him losing to Triple G is an asterisk. It's something different. It's weird. You know, it's not the same as if he lost to a Keith Thurman or a Danny Garcia. So, yeah.
Right.
I think the Lomachenko win or loss would be much more devastating.
Yeah, and as far as in Atlanta, as far as Broner having a Pacquiao fight, well, then, I mean, hey, he's putting his name in the headlines. I do want to say, man, we haven't said all day to hit that thumbs up button, and sure enough, you guys have not been hitting the thumbs up. So I do want to remind you, if you're watching this now, later in the future, present, past, whatever, hit the thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Let's get out to Boxing Religion in Houston.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Boxing Boy?
What's up, brother?
Hello. Oh, yes, sir. Man, I mean, the whole Broner and Tank Davis thing, don't get me wrong, they make a good fight, but you're talking about a Broner, he's not going to make 140. Let's be realistic. It doesn't matter how dedicated he is. Like, I mean, I feel like his body kind of like outgrown that weight. He's been at 140 for, like, maybe in a few years now. You understand? So, I mean, and it's not really fair for the, you know, the young kid, Tank Davis, to even go up like 15, 16 pounds to meet him at 147, you know? So I'm thinking that the more realistic fight, if he would fight Robert Easter Jr., that's just a, you know, that's just a weight up, you know? And I kind of see on today, they kind of, you know, talk a little back and forth. Robert Easter Jr. say, you know, bring him my way, you know, Ronald, you know, let Tank Davis come my way and I'll fight him. And I think that's more realistic fight. And, you know, Broner and Tank, I mean, they kind of like not even like the weight issue is like just crazy. You know, like it wouldn't be fair for Tank Davis to go up that much weight, you know. And Broner's not going to, you know, like kind of like too much of a veteran at this point right now for him, you know. So I just don't see that fight happening. But I do see Robert Easter Jr. and Tank Davis. I mean, that'd be, you know, entertaining also, you know.
Well, all right, brother. Let me get to some other callers. We got to get to Josue in the Lower Oregon.
Yo, what up, Ness? What up, Matt? What up, Mario? Yeah, man, just been listening to the conversation. I you know what I want to see from Davis? I want to see that Tevin Farmer fight, because That's a legitimate, you know, both 130 pounder fighters, you know, like Adrian Broner, he needs like an opponent, you know, like he's had his time to shine. He ain't shit. You know, what I want to see is Tevin Farmer versus Davis. And that's all I got, Ness. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, shorty wants that foreplay, I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, chillin' it,
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers.
Yo, boys, what's going on, man?
So this is why I called in like a month and a half ago when you guys had that show about Gervonta Davis going to England. Had his next fight been in the States, he'd be more relevant, man. We're talking about him. There's a special show about him. He's on all these clips. And now he's going to go fight some bum in the UK on a time where no one's going to see him. Bad move by Mayweather, man. Hopefully now you guys can agree that that was a mistake.
Well, that's obvious shot at Matt.
I'm tuning out Jose because his belts are fake. He's a paper champion. He hasn't proven shit.
Yo, man. Yo, listen. The reason why I called in, you guys heard James just called in because James and I were on the phone working out the strength and conditioning plan. We're up till this late at night. Look at that. My coach is up till 12:30 Eastern time working with me, man. What does that tell you guys? There's a focus here, man. You know, Matt, who you working with? What are you doing, man? You're just doing your bowls and eating your Cheerios. You're like Chavez
Jr. I actually had a Lucky Charms this morning. It was delicious.
You know, and look, everything you're saying is going against you. See, you saw Gervonta going to England as a great thing. Now, you have to admit now that it's a mistake. Do you not agree?
Why is it a mistake?
It's a mistake, man. What's he going to benefit from going to the UK fighting at 4 in the afternoon or 3 in the afternoon?
No, but why is it now a mistake? I don't get that.
Broner hype?
Because the Broner hype?
Always it was a mistake. UK was never the place for him to promote himself and grow himself. UK is just something selfish that Mayweather did. And that's why Broner calls Mayweather a fuckboy. Because he knows that Mayweather...
Use that boomerang, Jose. Javier in Anaheim.
Yo, Ness. Hey, that's some punk-ass shit from Mayweather, though, man. None of this has to make any sense. You guys remember when he was trying to record the conversation with Pacquiao and shit? Trying to put it out there? I mean, that's some punk-ass shit, though. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's just trying to boost Tank's career off of Broner's back, you know, because Broner, whether he sucks or not, like, that motherfucker's been involved and he's been fighting people. And it was until he took Mayweather's advice that he started fucking sidestepping fighters and shit. But I agree with that one caller. It's just pretty much to avoid the fight with Lomachenko because he knows he don't want no real fights right now, especially when you're taking Mayweather's advice, you know? It's all about the money and that's it. He ain't like motherfucking Matt fight anybody.
Right.
All right, man. That's my caller.
All right.
Davis is, you know, a real throwback boxer. You know, he doesn't give a fuck who he fights from weight class. You know, similar to like me. Unlike other weight bullies at TBV promotions.
Jose's back.
Who's he talking about?
Yo. I'm back. I'm gonna use my boomerang. So do you agree or not, Matt? Now that you see that, you know, what this could be causing his fame, right? Like, you just can't promote yourself when you're going overseas, man. It's too early for him to be doing that shit. I don't know how you guys didn't see that before.
Yeah, but Jose, isn't he getting the best of both worlds now? Because he's going to the UK, he's getting that publicity, and now he's getting American publicity. I mean, really, I don't see anything wrong with it now.
It's as if like my coach, James Dynamite Dixon, worked with Matt, did all this preparation, got him all ready, allaroundstrong.com, and then Matt goes, fights, and loses. He's not benefiting off the instant popularity. Whereas with me, he's going to be able to bank it both ways, man. I'm going to sell his company, and he's going to see me perform, and everyone's going to be able to see that, right? That's what I'm trying to say, man. At the end of the day, you have to capitalize on your opportunities, and right now, Tank can't do that.
Well, in your opinion, right? Because one would say he's capitalizing on it by having a U.S. buzz with this little drama, social media war, Mayweather's name is attached, and then he's going to have his international buzz by going to the U.K. where boxing is hot right now, which is a market right now.
Yeah, but it's the TMZ group right now, man. It's everyone right now that's talking about this, that's interested in it, that would want to see his next fight, whoever he fought against. It would be exciting to see him and be able to have him on the mic and call somebody out. He's going to call somebody out in the UK and no one's even going to watch it. That's what I was trying to tell you guys months ago. No one's going to watch that shit, man. You know? So that's where he's failing to capitalize on his popularity, man. And that's why Broner called Mayweather a fuckboy, man, because Mayweather was looking out for himself and himself alone. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, well, boys, thanks for the effort.
Did he, Did he call Mayweather a fuckboy? I thought he called
them all type of shit, man. Jose, thanks for the call. He definitely called Mayweather a little bit of everything. Listen.
At the end, he said, fuck you. That's what I heard. And that was it or something like that.
I mean, we could always.
I'm splitting hairs. I'm splitting hairs. Yeah. I guess he was disrespectful. That's the bottom line.
I mean, he was upset. He was offended. He was betrayed. He was led astray.
I'm wondering if we should use this last few minutes to tell everybody about Friday's show.
Yes, we should. Friday night, join us at, what is it, 10 p.m. Eastern time?
Yes,
that's 10 better.
10 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to have an entire show dedicated to the Border Wars. Border Wars is Enrique Church. Actually, it starts off with a paper title championship going on in line. Rocky Balboa bet of boxing podcasts has been laid on the line for the hipster. You know, he's real diva-ish. He started to say he wasn't going to fight without a belt. So now there's one on the line. He's going to be taking on Superman Steven.
No. Don't play it out that way. That's not what happened. As we all know, Steven, you know, went inside his closet, you know, pause. And then got that Rocky Balboa belt out of his closet, that fake ass belt, and was like, well, you know, I'm the champion.
Now it's fake. Now
I'm the champion. And now I was like, okay, hold on. And then he was like, I'm the champion now. I'm like, okay, Stevie, then the fight's for the belt now. And that's how, you know, now me and Stevie is a title fight as well.
Okay, Chris Eubank, a.k.a. Matt Hunter.
Yo, I'm bringing my belt on Friday. I don't give a shit what anybody says. I got an old school WCW belt. It's got Goldberg's name on it. I don't give a shit. And I'm bringing that because I'm a champion too now.
Matt is now Chris Eubank Jr. officially.
Yo, listen, I'm going to tell you this. Chris Eubank
Jr. is a star, man. I'm a star. That's all I'm saying.
This is the way I want the show to go. I want the show to be like a face-off meets whatever dumb shit Showtime did that was copying the face-off. I forgot what it's called. Remember when they stood on stage and it was so uncomfortable with the Super Six? I want it to be like that. Like, I want it to be so just like everybody. Like, you know what? It should be like a press conference. Like a press conference that announces the fight. Like, we all get a turn to say something. And then people call in and ask us questions.
Yes. They're asking for Mario. Giving qualities, asking for Mario's footage. Don't worry, he's debuting Wednesday. It's gonna be out. We also got it.
See this footage.
We also got a TBV 365 coming out. You know, patent pending TBV 365 coming out on all our fighters. You know, documentary lifestyle kind of. Filming that we did, little promotion. So once again, we got Matt, aka the Hipster. He's gonna be taking on Superman Steven for the Rocky Balboa belt. Then you got Enrique, Casual Fan Church, taking on Mario.
Why you gotta say it like that? You say it like such a dick, like
and
fucking Mario, the fucking dude with a regular name.
Yo,
how about Super Mario? There you go. You fucking use the Super Mario thing.
Mario Munguia, not to be confused with Pablo Munguia. That is not his cousin.
We're like the same height, though. So
it's not his cousin, but this is going to be a title eliminator. So they have dibs at MD versus Jose.
I'm taking them belts.
But obviously, either man could look good and you know, depending on how good you look in your fight, you can do things like Tank Davis. You can call out guys in other divisions and that possibility like Kell Brook and Triple G, you know, it could probably come to fruition, right? So then we got the main event, the A-side, the boxing doctor himself, boxing MD. He's going to be taking on Canadian Jose for all the marbles, all the belts. If you ever watched hashtag TBV Appreciation Night, you've seen all the belts the TBV has. You know who's the champion. Canadian Jose has been defending those belts strong, and he's going to put them on the line again. Matthews call him the paper champ, but look at the kettle calling the pot black. You know what I'm saying? Rocky Balboa. Hey, Adrian!
Hey, I'm just saying this. Did Jose get in the ring for those belts, or did he have other guys in the ring fight for him? Oh, that's what happened. Okay.
He's the Al Heyman champion. Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now, all right? And people can see me, so I'm going to say this. Y'all think I leave this strip right here? You see this blue wall? People think like, oh, man, that's unprofessional. He's on a podcast. You think I'm fucking around with this shit? This is on purpose. This is where I'm going to hang them fucking belts when I win them. I've been leaving this shit just like this since the day I came back so I can hang belts. Cause I'm a belt collector, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what this is for. That strip right there, I leave it there. Cause it ain't gonna be the Boxing Voice. I'm not gonna be in perfect frame. I want the Boxing Voice banner in the back and my belts to my right. That's what it is. That's why it's there, and it's gonna stay there.
So I get them belts. Sit your punk ass down, cause you ain't getting that fight. I'm getting that fight, son. When I beat Lil Stevie's ass down. Okay, you're going to be an afterthought. Trust me, dog. Don't even worry about it.
I will. If you can't sev
my fucking scraps, man.
If you can't sev his fucking headgear off like I'm about to do Enrique, then you ain't getting that fight. I'm telling you right now.
I'll be honest, though. You can get
the Everlast headgear, too, so that makes a lot.
Listen, I'll be honest. If Matt somehow comes in there and blows Steven out, it does, you know, merit a lot of talk. A lot of negotiations. He can get on that negotiation, but he's got to blow him out. It can't be a tight fight.
I don't know why y'all doing this to Enrique. I thought y'all liked Enrique. Y'all don't like Enrique? What did he do to y'all?
Why y'all trying
to get him fucked up?
Listen. Look at it this way. At the very least, it's a vacation, right? So if you lose, you might not get another vacation. The next one is bound to happen in the Caribbean. I mean, you could either be, you know, on Patreon watching it, or you could be in the island participating. So you got to win is all I'm saying.
It ain't no vacation for me. I'm window shopping. I'm window shopping belts.
But Mario, how many times could we use Matt as a name to build up an up-and-coming prospect in Steven?
Well, when Steven has that 0-1, just like I did, he's gonna feel like what I'm feeling right now, and I'll go to Stevie and go like, look, man, here's what you do. It's X, Y, and Z. I'll help him, you know. But Matt, I got beat his ass first. It's okay.
I don't think you've seen Steven hitting the heavy bag.
Oh, I've seen it. Haven't seen me hit the heavy bag. I haven't seen him spar. I can hit the heavy bag and look like fucking Oscar De La Hoya, but that doesn't mean shit. It's a heavy bag.
How are you gonna take the power? How are you going to take power?
He's weight draining himself.
Yeah, Matt, how are you going to take the power in those punches that are heading directly to your groin? Because that's where the line of sight was in them punches, by the way. I'm just saying.
How did I take MD's punches and still stand up?
But you everything? Lost.
I lost, but I took the punches.
You want to hurt? Do you want to win?
You're serious?
Huh?
Stevie doesn't hit as hard as MD.
Oh, man, you're underestimating. That's what got you in this fight in the first place, bro.
Listen, and real talk, look, somebody is going to sign up. They're going to win. They're going to come. They're going to kick it with us. It's all going to be a group thing. Really, I am very much looking forward to the fight. But more than that, I'm looking forward to hanging out. But the reason I bring this up is because I need whoever wins this contest to be cool and bring the group together, because there's going to be hurt feelings. Enrique is going to be like, damn, man, I don't like Mario no more. Ness is going to be like, oh, shit, he's fucking...
back to Gainesville after Jose whoops on him. He's not going to want to... Not going to want to hang out at Tijuana Flats with us.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody cool's got to bring the group together, because everybody's going to be mad at me, and they're going to be like, damn, Ness is going to be like, fuck, I got to fight that dude now. Shit, what did I get myself into? Fuck. Right, you know what? Now I'm gonna say I don't want to fight in Jamaica. I want to fight on Saturn, so that way it could be like an intergalactic fight. That way you could just keep running and running and running, grab your spaceship and just, you know, bolt out the door. But they're gonna be mad. So somebody that wins gotta bring the group together. That's all I'm saying.
I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Remember to follow The Boxing Voice at The Boxing Voice on Instagram as well to stay up to date. Alex Lemon doing a great job. As you can see, we follow the timeline with Adrian Broner and Gervonta on our Instagram. So don't miss anything ever. Plus, all podcast episodes are posted there as well. Mario and Matt, where can they find you?
At Mari Munguia on Twitter, at Mari Munguia on Instagram, Mari Munguia on Facebook. Yeah, it's real. It's going down. Enrique's going down.
Yeah, yeah, you wish. Yeah, I get through that guy first before you get through all the belts. You know, you want those belts. I understand. You know, you're not getting any belts. It's okay.
Yo, they said Mario quits on his stool and doesn't answer the second round bell.
Oh, that's brutal, Max.
That's disrespectful. Brutal. I hope whoever's talking about that signed up so they can fucking eat their crow in person. That's what I hope. I don't know who said it, but I hope they're signing their asses up so they can eat that fucking in-person crow.
We can have the crow soundbite ready just for that.
And that's right. I have it on my phone.
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
Peace.